Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
This segment of the show brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The first place Chicago Wolves play the Rockford IceHogs this Saturday, Allstate Arena. For affordable tickets, they are still available. Check out Winning Hockey for the entire family. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves.
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live through the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening, and hopefully everyone has a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a very happy, very enjoyable, and very safe Thanksgiving to each and all of us. And we mean that sincerely. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
I think it's real.
I like it, Ray. That's Ray Diaz. Ray, double thanks to you, just because we thank you so much.
I've got Dan Campbell and the Knee Biters breaking through with their first win, 20-17, Detroit.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right?
I got to tell you, I thought the line of the show is when Michael Lombardi said, you're asking me to pick a claiming race.
Right.
This is a broken down, you know, $200 claimers at some back track somewhere. Oh, Dan Bernstein joins us now. Dan, yep. I loved the way you handled it yesterday. It was amazing. Felt bad that all that broke once we were gone, but congratulations, you did great.
Well, hey, thank you, David. Hi, it was the production staff. That's Rick Camp and Mike Rankin, and people who know how live radio goes. When something breaks at 8:57 for a 9 o'clock show, and everything you have scheduled is then erased from the board, and the job that they did was remarkable, and it makes those of us on the air sound calm and collected and in control. But that is an absolute team effort that brought out the best in major market radio. So it was. People should know really who deserves credit for all of that. And let me start by answering a question that came in a few minutes ago from somebody on Twitter. And this is from follower Marsha, who asks, is it too early to start drinking? No, it's not. This happy Thanksgiving, where this is where we don't know what time it is. We don't know what day it is. So go ahead. You have absolutely you want to pour yourself a nice, healthy snifter of cognac and let it warm up as you swirl it around in your hand, and you want to settle in for some sports dysfunction. Absolutely. Let's make it happen for you, because
yesterday.
I disagree. I think you need to approach this with some sobriety. I think you need
that's no fun
to just brace yourself after the fact and just wait and see what happens. It's a long weekend. Tomorrow's a long day. It's going to be a late night. Just give yourself a little time. I mean,
I think you got to trust your veteran instincts on this one. And we have been, the three of us, through how many memorably weird Bears days? Unlike any other organization, memorably strange, inexplicable, upside-down, funhouse mirror Bears days. Yesterday was one, and it's carrying into today.
And the only commonality of all those strange Bears days is ownership. Yep. And that's why the problem, when you refer to the dysfunction, is systemic. It's not knowing how to communicate. It's not knowing how to get out in front of a story. It's not knowing how to deal with the crisis.
It's not caring. I've been on the phone all morning with people who have been a part of this organization one way or another, going back since I've been on the beat. And that has been the common lament, is they don't care. Doesn't matter. They don't care. That they're going to move to Arlington Heights and it's going to be, that stadium's going to be full. They're going to make money hand over fist. Their season ticket waiting list is anywhere between 8,000 and 10,000, depending on who you believe. People can't wait to scoop up these tickets. There's no consequence for being weird and bad. There's never been a consequence for it. So they don't have to care.
Right.
If they did, if this were a well-run business, take it even out of like sports or whatever. If this were a well-run business, first of all, Matt Nagy's fired this morning. As we speak, they're having those meetings. You can't let him get on a plane. The moment walkthrough is over, where does he go? No, he goes into meetings with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman and producers and all the off-the-record stuff as a front-facing representative of the Bears organization. And I don't think that he's going to go scorched earth. It's not like him. He's too nice, but he's going to cover his ass.
He's self-preservationist.
Sure.
And he's there to represent himself at that point more than the organization.
And he wants to work in this league again, and he's going to make sure that everything is packaged up just right. And somebody who's already had canceled all those meetings yesterday and defiantly closed that cheer. Let's go family. Okay, well, we'll see family when that door closes and you have the Fox crew all to yourself. If it were my organization, I'd say, Matt, we're sorry this came down the way it did, but thank you and goodbye. And everything else will take care of itself. Chris Tabor gets on the plane as interim coach. Take that out of the equation for tomorrow. Otherwise, your dysfunction is every cutaway to Nagy, every cutaway, everything that happens. The dysfunction is a national storyline.
I also think a smaller picture, Dan, you're not putting your football team in the best position to win if that still matters. And it's got to at some level. Because your football coach might not be emotionally just there and equipped to handle a game. So I understand what you're saying. Now that everybody knows what you didn't want everybody to know, and if you did plan to move on this weekend or whenever after Thursday's game from Matt Nagy, now that it's out, there's nothing, there serves no purpose, little purpose in letting him coach tomorrow.
That's where I am on this. I also think it is, and they don't care about this stuff. They don't care about messaging, but that's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And even if people are half watching, even if people are in the middle of their day or start, everybody's got different Thanksgiving traditions. If you're cooking or if it's that, this game is on and Joe Buck's voice cuts through. This is not some little regional game with people will be watching.
We started the conversation with you saying they don't care.
They don't.
So now you're pondering the fact that they should care? They don't care. You are right.
I guess they should. If you are looking at the next phase of your organization, if you're talking to Justin Fields, and if you're talking to anybody who might come to your team as a head coaching candidate, a general managerial candidate, or a president of football operations candidate, if we can dream, no matter to whom you are sending a message, you may not care. But somebody, it has to matter on some level. If you're about to make a lot of these massive organizational changes, that it may not affect your bottom line, but at some point, there has to be an organizational pride that sends a message that this is a place where the best and the brightest should want to come work.
Arrogance can be blinding, though. We know that, and it's there's an institutional arrogance at Hallis Hall that makes them sort of oblivious to things like this, and they don't care about the perception because the reality is what you described. There's going to be Bears fans paying to go to games, and there's going to be Bears fans regardless of how much they botch every personnel move, and publicly, privately, however. I just am very surprised. I really thought this season that Matt Nagy, I thought that Justin Fields actually wouldn't start more games than Matt Nagy. That's the big takeaway here.
What have you today, Dan? How are you handling it?
Well, we're full up, and obviously we're going to be following anything that happens or doesn't happen from Hallis Hall as we follow all of these reports. I listened to Brad Biggs in his entire today with you. He was awesome, and it's on these days when the best connected, most experienced, best reporters can be counted on to do this work. And I know, and personally, as a longtime print subscriber, lifelong print subscriber to the Chicago Tribune, we can say what we want about what's happening to newspapers around the country and broadsheet newspapers and hedge funds. They matter. And the people who work for these papers and the job that these newsrooms do, it matters on days like this. I know it's just sports, but I really appreciate the work that is being done by some people. And just doing old-fashioned boots on the ground and, you know, calling people again, reporting. And it's really nice. I always like listening to Biggs with you guys. He was special today. So we're going to bring some of that back. We got Mike Florio joining us. We're listening back to what Alan Robinson said. We have Hub at 11. He's going to be taking calls as well. So we're full set.
All right. Well, have a great show, Dan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.